You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batchelor with Professor Gary Bass. His new book is Judgment at Tokyo, World War II on Trial and the Making of Modern Asia. We come to an international war crimes tribunal. The Class A suspects are chosen on the basis of different measurements of what was an aggressive war, action of aggressive war, what signed on to aggressive war. And this aggressive war is in addition to committing conventional war crimes and in addition to committing crimes against humanity. Class A, they come up with a list of 28. Two are fall ill or mentally ill and are not there. So they're in this vast courtroom, which is the former imperial military headquarters, the army headquarters. And the stage is set with Klieg lights. There are photographs. You can understand how vast the canvas is. But the choosing of the judges is all determinative. And, Professor, I've made a list of these judges. Some are chosen very wisely and very carefully by their countries, and some are half-hearted. And that is the case, as I learned from you, for the choice by Harry Truman, not only for the judge, but for the chief prosecutor. Was Harry Truman briefed well on the needs of this trial? Did he understand choosing cronies was not wisdom?
Truman comes to this crucial decision of who you're, you know, it's one thing to create an institution. It's another thing to figure out who's actually going to run the thing. And Truman, as you say, has a kind of crony like Missouri machine politician approach to it. So he picks a kind of undistinguished guy from the Justice Department, a buddy of his called Joseph Keenan, who is temperamentally very badly suited to the job, who is blustery, kind of incompetent, noticeably less smart than a lot of the judges. There's a very, very erudite Chinese judge, a very erudite Indian judge, and Keenan is just outclassed by them. The British judge is also extremely smart. Keenan is completely outclassed by them. He's also, it's something that's actually hard to figure out how to write about in the book, because he's suffering from alcoholism. And the way that everybody else is writing about it at the time, where there's not a lot of sympathy for alcoholism as a disease, the way people write about it is just brutal, that they say that he's a drunk and he's useless and he's hopeless. And I did try and write Keenan a little bit as somebody who is, on the one hand, like he's doing a terrible job. On the other hand, he's wrestling with addiction. And I sort of felt a certain sympathy. That's something where some of the time you look back at attitudes from 1946 and think, maybe we could be a little more forgiving. But anyway, he does a terrible job at it. And it does show some of Truman's incompetence. He's just new at this. He's still figuring out how to do it. He doesn't have a deep roster of people that he can turn to and trust. So he picks, he picks a not very distinguished American judge also.
Yes, and
Judge
Higgins, who's replaced later. In other words, Truman does not take advantage of what's available the way Robert Jackson was chosen for Nuremberg.
That's exactly right. I mean, Robert Jackson, who is a justice on the United States Supreme Court, who's a former attorney general, who is a magnificent speaker and writer. So really a towering figure of, in American legal history. And he's a very powerful figure as the prosecutor at Nuremberg. And Joseph Keenan in Tokyo is, absolutely pales in comparison to Justice Jackson.
The decisions by the judges will be final. They're sitting all together in the courtroom, and they have elaborate chairs, elaborate presentations. I want to comment on one in particular. Sir William Webb from Australia, Queensland, becomes the chief judge. And he's often cranky in your explanation because you've gone through all several thousand pages of testimony. Was he effective in the courtroom, hammering, pushing away defense arguments they'd heard before? Was that considered successful?
So he is, on the one hand, he's very blunt. He is, as you say, extremely cranky. It's actually, the trial record is 50,000 pages. It's 2.5 years.
Thank you.
Sorry, that's painfully burned into my memory, having read all the, I had to read the whole thing. So Keenan, he is distinctly cranky, and it can sometimes be useful that when somebody is putting up a nonsense legal argument, or when Japanese army generals who in this period have a tendency to yell, that's sort of part of the Imperial Japanese Army's discipline is there's a lot of yelling.
30 seconds, Gary, go ahead.
And Webb is good at yelling right back, but he also alienates all of the other judges. He makes the defense feel as if they're being treated unfairly. And it's crucial, if this is going to be a real trial, there needs to be some equality of arms between prosecution and defense. And Webb seems to be favoring the prosecution far too much.
The book is Judgment at Tokyo, World War II on Trial and the Making of Modern Asia. Gary Bass is the author. We're going to turn to the trial itself and, surprisingly, the after trial. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bradford.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.